NBC presents Willard Waterman as the Great Gildersleeve. Each week at this time, the National Broadcasting Company brings you transcribed a new adventure of the Great Gildersleeve, written by Virginia Safford Lynn.
You like something more, Miss Gildersleeve?
No thank you, Leroy.
Leroy? Come again?
Unc, Bertie asked you if you wanted something more to eat.
Yeah, I know, but I don't feel very hungry tonight.
You feel all right, Miss Gildersleeve? Miss Gildersleeve!
What? Oh, yes, Bertie. And it was very good, too.
Yes, sir.
Unc, you're not on the ball. Maybe you're working too hard.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Because if you're working too hard, nothing would rest you so much as a nice weekend at Doyle Dell's Dude Ranch.
It would not.
It's called the Laughing Coyote.
It should be.
And we could ride horseback and hike.
Leroy,
and...
I do not like dude ranches, and I always will.
But, Unc...
Under no conditions are we going to a dude ranch. I don't want to hear the word horses mentioned again. I do not like horses.
Yes, sir. I just thought it'd be real swell.
Oh, that poor little boy.
Oh, it's all right, Bertie. I'll try to bear up. I think maybe another piece of pie would help me forget. That okay, Unc?
Yeah, of course, my boy. All you want.
Ooh, he really is in a bad way.
I better bring in some more coffee, too.
Well, listen, Unc, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to nag.
Nag? I told you not to mention horses.
But, Unc...
Bertie, could I have some coffee, please?
I'm just bringing some, Miss Gildersleeve.
Oh, that's fine. Bertie, by the way, by any chance, did Leela Ransom mention anything to you about going away?
Why, no, sir. I haven't seen Miss Ransom.
Yeah, neither have I. I've called her, and she doesn't answer. It's not like Leela to leave town without telling me. I can't imagine where she is.
Well, I wouldn't know, sir, but she must be somewhere.
Yeah, well, I just wondered. I'll take the coffee, Bertie.
Well, thank you.
Leroy? How'd you like another piece of apple pie?
Oh, for corn's sake. Unc, this is just a wild guess, but is something on your mind?
Certainly not.
Okay, why don't I turn on the radio?
Yeah, of course, Leela.
Leela? Oh, brother.
Get some nice, soothing music.
I'll get along without you now, that's plain to see.
That sure won't suit
him. I don't care.
He doesn't even hear.
Well, that's Doy Odell advertising his new dude ranch. I guess the music really is soothing him.
Leroy, turn off that racket.
Gee, you might hurt his feelings.
Don't try these sneaky tricks on me, Leroy. We're not going in any dude ranch, and that's
fine. Neighbors?
He's no neighbor of mine.
This here is Doy Odell welcoming you to the Life in Coyote Ranch. Yes, sir, and I see a lot of happy faces smiling at me from the tables around the old campfire tonight.
Oh.
Now, why don't all of you come out here, join in the fun, have the best time that you ever had? How can you stay away?
I'll force myself.
Anyway, you can ride and relax, and the fiddles are the best that you ever had. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
I don't know. I've had some pretty good ones.
And then in the evening, when the smell of the sage fills the air and that big yellow moon shines down, well, sir, we just kind of sit around the big bonfire, just like we're doing right here, and we sing songs and have a real nice time. And say, mister, why don't you and your wife mosey on out here and get in on the fun?
Oh, I haven't got a wife.
Well, mosey on out anyhow.
Huh?
And you single fellas there will find some of the prettiest gals that you ever did see. Just like the prettiest gal I ever did see sitting right here next to me. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to dedicate this next number from my new era album just out on the market there at all the record stores. And now I'm going to dedicate this number just for her. Yes, ma'am. This song is just for you.
Why, you big, handsome man.
Zeke Leela.
Mrs. Ransom. Well, that sounds like Miss Ransom.
It must be Mrs. Ransom. Nobody else could sound like that. So that's where she is.
But what's she doing out at that dude ranch?
She's making cow eyes at that cowboy, that's what. I'll fix him. That does it. Leroy, don't just stand there. Why aren't you packing?
Yeah, how about that? What, packing?
Don't waste any more time talking.
Are we going somewhere?
Now, there's a half-wit question.
Okay, give me a half-wit answer.
Yeah, of course we're going somewhere. We're going to that dude ranch.
No kidding. What happened? A minute ago,
never
you
mind
said...
what I said. Now, come on, get ready.
Isn't that nice, Leroy?
I can't believe my little pointed ears. Dude ranch! Hold on to your saddles, folks! Here we come! Yeah!
Now, understand, I still feel just the same way about ranches and horses. We're going just because...
Because Leroy needs the out.
Yeah, that's it, that's it. Thank you, Bertie.
Oh, don't mention it. I was glad to do it.
Hello, Peavy.
Yeah, hello, Mr. Gildersleeve. What can I do for you this evening?
Just some pharmaceutical knickknacks.
Such as?
Well, let me see. Got any insect repellents?
Well, how repellent do you want to be to an insect?
Something that would discourage mosquitoes.
But we don't have mosquitoes around here this time of year.
No, we don't, do we?
Of course, I still claim nothing can beat citronella.
Yeah. Well, give me a bottle and some suntan lotion.
Oh, I'm afraid you'll find it pretty cold to go swimming.
Yeah, hadn't thought about that. And some liniment, too, please.
We have several kinds of liniment. What do you want the liniment for, Mr. Gildersleeve? We have an excellent item to use after you've been chopping wood.
Well, I want the kind for stiff muscles, Peter.
As in playing golf?
No.
Bowling?
No.
Mowing the lawn?
No, Leroy does that. Sometimes.
Don't get the idea. I'm curious.
All right, Peavy. If you must know, Leroy and I are leaving first thing in the morning for the Laughing Coyote Dude Ranch.
You don't mean to tell me.
No, but you wormed it out of me.
But I thought you and horses didn't see eye to eye on things.
We don't.
Well, then, may I ask why you're going?
You may ask.
Well, tell me.
Well, I'm going because I feel that I owe it to Leroy. He should see something of Western life and meet some nice horses.
Well, now, I think that's most commendable, particularly as that's where Mrs. Ransom went.
Peavy, how do you find out these things?
It's a cold day when anybody can pull the wool over my eyes. I remember when Mrs. Peavy and I went to a dude ranch one time.
You and Mrs. Peavy?
Yeah, you'd be surprised how many places I've been.
Yeah, I just bet I would. But to get back to Mrs. Ransom.
Mrs. Peavy and I had a very nice time. The main trouble was the place was pretty small. There was too much dude and not enough ranch.
Peavy, why should Mrs. Ransom go out there?
Well, women always seem to have a weakness for cowboys. Mrs. Peavy was the same way about Dustin Farnham. Here's your order, Mr. Gildersleeve, and I added one of our extra-thick foam cushions.
Yeah, you're a true friend, Peavy.
A friend in need is a friend who rides horseback. Give my regards to the deer and antelope.
Peavy.
Too late for lunch.
No, at a dude ranch, it's noonday dinner, Leroy. And then at night, they have supper.
Well, who cares, just so it's food. Hey, who's that guy?
Yeah, one of the cowhands for our luggage. He walks in parentheses. Come on. Let's go in and register.
Hey, wait a second, huh? The dining room's still open, see? Hey, Mr. Odell's in there eating.
Yeah, I just lost my appetite.
Well, how's this for an appetizer? Mrs. Ransom's eating with him.
Yeah, all of a sudden I'm hungry. Come on, let's go.
Oh, you go along with you, Mr. Odell.
Now, ma'am, I mean it. I swear, you ride a horse as if you was a part of it.
Oh.
I expect that's because when I was a little girl staying with my Auntie Pooh on a little old plantation, I used to ride the sweetest little pony named Throckmorton.
Well, that's a right nice name for a horse.
Why, Leela. What a surprise.
Well, I declare.
Hello, Mrs. Ransom.
Leroy.
Well, take a cinch in my lip and strike me speechless. Fancy finding you out here. Now, if this don't all beat the band.
Don't overdo it, huh?
Yeah?
Why, I was never so surprised. Oh, excuse me, Mr. Odell. Y'all don't know y'all, do y'all? Mr. Odell, Mr. Gildersleeve, and Leroy.
Howdy, howdy.
Yeah, howdy, partner.
Howdy, partner?
Welcome, strangers, to the Laughing Coyote Ranch.
Well, thank you. Nice place you got here.
Yeah, and little Philly here likes it real good, too.
Oh, yes, I'm just crazy about it.
Well, I'll tell you, you folks just kind of sit yourselves down here. Here, mister, you take this chair right next to Miss Leela.
Well, that's right nice of you.
And I'll tell you what, I'll scoot on over to the chuck wagon here and dish you up some grub there.
Well, now, that's real neighborly. Here, Leroy, you sit here by me.
Now, I wondered if I was supposed to sit on the floor.
Here you are, folks. Just kind of heap your plates there and fall to.
Well, thank you. You're nicer than I... Well, you're very nice. Leela, let me give you my plate.
Oh, I've had my dinner, Throckmorton.
Yeah, the little lady and I are... Well, sir, we're just starting to make the rounds of the ranch. Are you coming now?
Yeah, but Leela...
See you later, Throckmorton. Oh, Miss Odell, I'm just dying to see the animals.
She won't have to look far for a polecat. Come on, Leroy. Hurry up and eat.
But I just started.
Yeah, well, finish. We want to go and look around the ranch, too.
I'm a grown little kid, and I gotta have my nourishment.
Well, hurry and nourish.
What a character.
Nothing like the quiet of the wide open country. Come on, Leroy, hurry up.
And when does the Western stuff begin?
Anytime. Bringing a cowboy's neck is Western stuff.
I can't see why you're so mad at Mr. Odell.
Oh, how young can you be? Ask me that 6 years from now.
Oh, I'm not so dumb. You think Mrs. Ransom's sweet on him.
Well, you're aging fast.
Listen, Uncle, all you gotta do is show Mrs. Ransom that you're a cowboy, too. Anything he does, you can do better, that's all.
Well, first, we've got to find him.
Well, there he is, Unc.
No, that was a pig, Leroy. You! You're right, there they are.
Oh, you cunning little sweetie pie.
Say, she has fallen for him.
Well, I'll put a stop to... Yeah, she's talking to the baby pig. Well, hello there.
Oh, Throckmorton, look at this adorable baby pig.
Hello there again. Say, you folks finished your lunch so soon?
Yeah, dinner. A noonday dinner.
Oh, pardon me.
Yeah, that's all right.
Now, if you folks will kind of excuse me, I'm trying to get this little pig to drink from a nursing bottle. He don't seem to take to me too much.
Why don't you let my uncle try? Pigs always like him.
Oh, yes, Throckmorton. See if you can feed him.
Here's the bottle, mister.
Well, I'll be glad to see what I can do. Here, piggy. Piggy.
Look at him go for it.
Oh, he loves you, Throckmorton.
Well, he does seem to like me.
Yeah, maybe he thinks you're his mother. Well, anyway, just kind of keep on feeding him until he's had the whole bottle.
Yeah, you can count on me.
Let's mosey along, Miss Leela. I'll show you the dairy barn.
All righty. Somehow you make a girl feel so welcome.
Yeah, but Leela. Oh, sorry, piggy. Sorry. Here.
Anyway, you've made the little pig happy.
Yeah, that's fine. Someday someone will have some nice, contented bacon. Yeah, come along, Leroy. Guess this must be the dairy barn.
Oh, those great, big, beautiful brown eyes.
Say, she really goes for this guy.
She's talking about that cow. Hello, Leela.
Oh, Throckmorton, aren't these cows wonderful? Think of it. They give milk.
Well, what won't they think of next?
Well, you found us, didn't you?
Yeah, we sure did.
I was just going to show Miss Leela how to milk a cow. Excuse me, while I sit down on a stool here, I'll show you how an expert does it.
My uncle's an expert, too. He's won prizes at everything. Unc, you show Mrs. Ransom how it's really done.
Leroy.
Why, Throckmorton, I'd love to see you milk a cow.
Yeah, so would I.
Yeah. Go right ahead, mister. Here's the pail.
Well, thank you. Excuse me while I... set the pail under the spigots. Just how do I turn them on?
Well, you're the expert. You tell me.
Oh, he's just teasing you, Mr. Odell.
Yeah, oh, sure. Of course, I know how with other cows, but I've never met this cow before.
Well, just go ahead and milk her.
Oh, you think I can't, huh?
What, Throckmorton? How wonderful.
Hey, how about that?
Yeah. Yeah. Just beginner's luck. Say, you think you can fill that pail?
Yeah, well, that's up to the cow.
Well, Just keep right at it, mister, and I'm going to take Miss Leela down here by the corral.
Oh, I'd love to see the horses.
And I'll just bet that they're going to love to see you too, ma'am.
Yeah, but Leela. Oh, confound it. Stand still, cow.
Look out for the tail, Unc.
Yeah. You know, I don't think this cow likes me. Maybe my hands are cold. Oh, how do I get into these things?
Oh, Mr. Odell, these are the sweetest horses.
Hello there. There you are.
Why, Throckmorton.
You know, somehow I got a feeling that we're being followed.
Yeah, so these are the horses, huh?
Yep. These here are the horses.
What I want to know is, when does the Western stuff begin?
Later, partner. Right now, I got to hop into my Jeep here and drive into town and pick up some supplies. It's a mighty pretty ride into town there. Maybe you'd like to come along with me, Miss Leela.
Oh, I'd just love to see something of this wonderful countryside.
Just a minute. Mr. Odell's so busy here. How would it be if I drive the Jeep in to pick up the supplies?
Oh, Throckmorton, I think that's just real sweet of you. Don't you think he's a honey lion, Mr. Odell?
Well, there are several other expressions that come to my mind, ma'am, but if you'll just wait here now, I'll go in and check my list.
Yeah, we'll wait. Yeah, here, let me help you into the Jeep, Leela. Oopsie-daisy!
Oh, thank you, Throckmorton.
Yeah.
You're a honey lamb to make the trip for Mr. Odell.
Yeah, I'm glad to do it. And we're going to have a lot of fun, just you and me.
Won't we, though?
Looks like I'm the forgotten kid.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, Leroy, I think maybe the Western stuff will start any minute, if you stay right over there by the horses. Unless you'd rather come with us.
Are you kidding? Come on, horses, let's get with it.
Yeah, we'll have a nice, long, long drive, and then...
Here's the list, partner. Now, there's 10 bales of hay on it. Now, that means that there won't be room for Miss Leela in the Jeep.
Now, wait a minute.
Oh, isn't that a shame?
Here, let me help you out of the Jeep, ma'am. Now, don't be disappointed, now, because you and I will take a nice ride with the horses down by the creek.
Now, listen!
Come along, Miss Leela. So long, mister. I won't forget what you're doing this for me here.
Oh, you're a sweetie, Lion Throckmorton. Bye-bye.
Leela! Odell! That's not the way it was supposed to work. They can't do that. I've been double-crossed. Darn that Odell. He knew there wasn't enough gas in the Jeep to get into town. Miles from nowhere. I'm hungrier than a woodpecker with a headache. Feet hurt. These darn Western boots are killing me. What's that sign? Odell's Dude Ranch, 3 miles.
Oh, it's just a shame for Throckmorton to be missing this lovely evening beside the fire.
Yes, sir, I just feel real upset about his missing that big yellow moon, ma'am.
Well, I just hope he hasn't met with foul play.
What's that? Why, Throckmorton!
Unc, what's happened to you?
Hello, everybody.
Well, howdy, mister.
Well, what happened?
Where you been?
I walked miles and miles and miles through sand and sagebrush. Over desert wastes, hours and hours.
I reckon you'd like to set a spell.
Yeah. Water. Water.
The truck, Martin. What happened?
The Jeep ran out of gas.
Well, mister, you know, I plumb forgot to tell you. You should have filled up the tank before you left.
Now he tells me.
But it's all right, mister. You can relax there by the fire while I sing the folks a little song.
Yo, Peachy, I walked all the way back for that.
You're the only star in my blue heaven, and you're shining just for me. You're the only star in my blue heaven, and in dreams your face I see. You're the guiding light that brightens up the night. Till you come inside, my heart is lonely. You're the only star in my blue heaven, and you're shining just for me. You're the guiding light that brightens up the night. Till you come inside, my heart is lonely. You're the only star in my blue heaven, and you're shining just for me.
Isn't that wonderful? Oh, Dolly, honey, I'll bet you were singing that for just little old me.
Ofer, I should have stayed in the desert. You, don't mind sleeping up there in the upper bunk, my boy?
Oh, no, Unc, it's okay with me.
Yeah, that's good. You know, Leroy, somehow things don't seem to be working out quite the way they were supposed to. In fact, the laughing coyote is howling. And he's got a friend crying out loud.
Who's that, Unc?
Me.
Ah, cheer up, Unc, and get some sleep.
What's that?
Just me turning over in bed. Say, Unc, did you know that Mr. Odell was having that hay delivered tomorrow anyway?
Yeah, what a sneaky thing to do. Leroy, what is that?
Just me turning over.
Are you coming apart at the seams?
No. I wore my spurs to bed.
Oh, good night, folks.
Has Lela Ransom really fallen for the handsome cowboy singer Doy Odell? Will Gildy be able to win her back? Will Leroy ride a horse? Be sure to tune in at this same time again next week when we'll bring you the second and concluding episode of this thrilling Western adventure. The Great Gildersleeve is played by Willard Waterman and is a transcribed NBC Radio Network production produced and directed by Virgil Reimer. Included in the cast were Walter Tetley, Amanda Randolph, Dick LeGrand, Shirley Mitchell, and of course, Doy Odell appeared in person. Now this is Don Rickles inviting you to listen in again next week for further adventures at the Doy Odell Dude Ranch with The Great Gildersleeve.
Your family's future is being protected better than ever. As of January 1st, 1957, the Servicemen's and Veterans Survivor Benefits Act provides for a lump sum payment to the survivors of military personnel ranging from $800 to $3,000. Widows, widows with children, orphaned children, and dependent parents are eligible for this compensation. Your personnel officer can give you full details on survivor benefits, which is your government's way of protecting your family's future.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.